It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Billy Williams is here again from the Flint Foundation and Flex Family Fitness. You're still closed. You've been closed since all of this started back in March.
Yep, we closed down as soon as we heard that the stuff was going around. There was some place that had closed down, so we decided to go ahead and follow suit. And then part of me wanted to not do it, but
well, sure, I'm sure it was, you know, mixed feelings. But you're still trying to work with some kids and still trying to get some things going, right? And you still have this big dream, right?
Yeah. So we're still doing stuff with one-on-one stuff with some kids in town that might be at risk or underprivileged. That, you know, a lot of them have ADHD. A couple of them have had deaths in the family. Their dads are gone, stuff like that. So the mom brings them in and says, "Hey, work with this kid." And for me, that usually I'm walking with. I mean, I've had a couple that took a little bit to get used to, you know, working with. But they've all turned out really well. So
you love working with kids like that maybe have a story to tell, right? It kind of reminds you of yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I think about growing up and not having anybody, and then thinking about how things could have been different, but the fact that I was able to come out on top, and then I'm like, you know what, I want to be the person that I needed when I was younger, because there's a lot of kids that are, since we had started this program, that are currently in jail. A couple of them are strung out on drugs, and I want to try to, before this COVID stuff, I had a lot of these kids reeled in. So I can't say it's we. It's a team. It's a family. You know what I mean?
Sure. And speaking of which, you brought somebody along today. So tell us about Cody Diaz.
I would say Cody is, I met him. I put an ad on Facebook looking for help, and he came by, and he's been helping quite a bit. He's a, go ahead and
I myself actually ended up getting in trouble and have had issues with substance abuse. And since I really started working with Billy, I've found a new drive, a lot more motivation to just go ahead and stay sober.
I've heard that, you know, physical exercise, like the really deep tissue physical exercise, has a similar dopamine release in the brain. And so it kind of takes the place to a certain extent. Would you agree with that?
100% I'd agree with that. Okay.
So are you working with the kids as well, Cody?
I will be eventually. I haven't been there long. I started during this whole COVID session. But I'm looking forward to getting in there. I'm a Marine veteran and definitely give back, even not just to the kids, to the veterans. That's main thing where my substance abuse started, and I don't want anyone else in this area to go down the same path I did. So 100% to get our veterans back and then keep the kids on track.
Billy's kind of a mentor in that way. Is that the right term?
Definitely.
You think, Cody? You know, it's he can speak in terms that a lot of other folks can't speak of. I know I hear that a lot with veterans as well. You did not serve, right, Billy?
No, I attempted to when I was in Hawaii. I moved to Hawaii when I was young, and I tried to get on, but I couldn't. There was certain tests that I couldn't pass because I was just a young kid doing what
So. But Cody, you know, maybe in a year or so, maybe less than that, perhaps you can be that kind of mentor for other veterans and other kids, that kind of thing that are in. It's kind of, this story continues to repeat itself. You know, first time I talked to Billy, he was talking about his childhood, maybe not being the best mannered kid. Is that fair?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Pretty much, yeah.
But just, you know, finding someone that took the time to kind of set him straight, if you will, and show him a different path. It sounds like that's exactly what Billy's done for you.
It is 100%.
Yeah. How long have you been out of the military?
I've been out for 2 years.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service, of course. I don't want to forget to say that. I know that words come seriously short of actually doing it justice, but hopefully you understand the respect that's there. So where do you go from here? You're still closed because it's difficult in your current spot to do, you know, 6 foot distancing and follow all those rules. So you're working with kids outside as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And obviously fewer kids, you're not doing the big classes just because you can't. And that's kind of the whole point of like the jiu-jitsu and that kind of thing, which I know you were really into. But you're still trying to fundraise and you're still looking for whenever all of this stuff comes to an end, right?
Yeah, so we got news a couple of days ago that the movie theater is going to open on the 27th. Mm-hmm. And we're in the same vicinity. So them being open, so I feel like it's time for us to step it up. And then we're actually setting up the outside of the gym. We have like a Ninja Warrior type course. We won't call it Ninja Warrior, but you would get the point of it, right?
Sure.
But we have the work walls and the salmon ladder and all the same kind of different stuff. But we also have the military style. What was that rack called? What do you guys call it, right?
High intensity training setup.
It's like a CrossFit rig, but we don't do CrossFit.
Okay. So high intensity, like really difficult stuff, or?
It's more or less body weight.
Okay.
But, exercises, pull-ups, push-ups.
But a lot in rapid succession and like lots of supersets and that kind of thing? Okay. All right. So here's a question. When you're able to do that kind of thing, is it going to be for everybody? Because, you know, I think of CrossFit and I think of, you know, like Ninja Warrior stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, that's for guys on TV that are ripped. You know what I mean?
Well, we started off with a 14-foot wall, and then we saw the difficulty of it, so we bought the prints, and we got the prints for that and the 10-footer. So we just built the 10-footer this week. The 10-footer is where you start at. We're going to do small, lower ones, but being a family gym that it is, we're going to be able to have indoor, outdoor stuff, and then we're doing we have Zumba going on Tuesday nights, but we're doing it outside.
Because you need the space, right? And if you're going to space everybody out, you have to do it outside. Otherwise, you're going to be too close together.
It's good fun doing outside. The only thing that sucks right now is all this smoke. So we're actually not going to do it.
It's not so much the smoke as it is the heat.
Yeah, exactly. It's hot.
Or maybe I'm just out of shape.
You know, that smoke has been pretty bad the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah. You bet. I know we actually talked about that a week or so ago, talking about the effect it has on breathing and that kind of thing, you know, cause it can definitely affect you.
Yeah. People with asthma. And
so if folks want to learn more about, Flint Foundation and, what you're doing, what's the best way? Find you on Facebook or,
just call my cell phone 456-3315.
Okay. So 456-3315. I know you're always looking for volunteers to help you with all kinds of different stuff. That's kind of how you found Cody, actually, as you mentioned earlier.
It's not always for volunteers. Like I feel like everybody deserves I like to try to pay people for their service too. You know, so
right.
You know what I mean? I'm not just like looking for if there was somebody out there that says, hey, I could teach. You know, salsa dancing or okay. anything like that, or anything okay. that they think that somebody would want to do, then it's not necessarily looking for somebody to come do that as far as we could still pay them money, you know, and give them paycheck. So.
Gotcha. Okay. I know
that. Can you cut that out?
Yeah. I know when you put it out there that you were looking for an architect to help you design a new space, somebody just kind of appeared that wanted to help you out, that was kind of familiar with what you were doing. I want to say you're looking for a bookkeeper at one time, and then somebody just found you. Yeah. I've heard that story a lot when we've talked, you know, the different conversations about what you do, even before you came up with the Flint Foundation. Speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit more about Flint Foundation and what that means and what your goals are for the future. So we'll do that in a minute. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315 if you have any questions, if you have any ideas for how might be able to make things happen in the future, plus a big fundraiser coming up. When we come back, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams, the founder of the Flint Foundation, and Cody Diaz, who's been working with him for the last couple months. Cody, is that what you said?
Couple weeks.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Recently. a recent find. Billy kind of finds people that either he can help or that folks can help him. It's actually kind of interesting. It's inspirational, I guess, just kind of your whole story and how you find people and people find you. It's kind of cool. So speaking of which, let's talk about Flint Foundation. First time I talked to you, it was Flex Family Fitness. And you're doing this gym. It's a family gym. You want it to be a place where kids can come and work out. And obviously you can't do that right now because of the COVID.
It's the whole family, not just kids. But
right,
the whole
right. But particularly kids, because you want them to have a place to go after school. Because you know what happens when kids have too much time on their hands, unsupervised, after school and that kind of thing. So you're trying to give them an outlet,
yeah,
right? And trying to give families kind of that time together to do something meaningful. Mm-hmm. And then the Flint Foundation came along, I want to say a little over a year ago. So explain how you got from Flex Family Fitness to Flint Foundation.
Well, when we started out, we wanted to do the nonprofit, but the nonprofit was taking time and the building was there, so we jumped on it. Flex Family Fitness is about a family-oriented gym that we do martial arts and all these different things. But the Flint Foundation itself, Flint stands for Future Leaders in Training. The idea behind Flint is that you have these kids, like myself would have been a piece of Flint rock that has all kinds of potential, you know, but not knowing the potential and not having anybody to mentor us, that as these kids come to us, we chip away, we get them doing the martial arts, we get them to do all that kind of stuff, and then we just gonna chip away, and then eventually they're going to become like a perfect arrowhead, like we're getting them ready for the world, and then we're actually producing a lot of winners that obviously, if they're going to go hard, they're going to go hard the wrong way, down the wrong road. I'd rather see them go hard on the right road and like mentor them and encourage them, you know. So that's the idea behind the Flint Foundation. Now, the Flint Foundation and Flex are essentially in the same building. I started both of them, but I don't think the Flex would have happened. I don't know. I think that the Flint and Flex, they're two different things. Flex is for the whole family, and the Flint just makes sure that there's the families that maybe are on welfare or don't have money and stuff like that. They come to us, and then we can sponsor those families.
Scholarships, exactly. You might call it that kind of thing. And again, Flint is, you did get your 501c3 letter from the IRS. So, you know, you can look that up on the IRS website. I'm trying to remember. I just looked for Flint, and it came up as a foundation where you can actually make those tax-deductible donations if you choose to, right? And so you had to put together, you know, a board of directors and all that, all those things that are necessary. I know it's a lot of work.
Yeah, bylaws and all a bunch of stuff.
Right, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Pain in the butt. If I didn't have help, dude, forget about it.
But again, you find these people that come and help you out. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like a magnet. I don't even know. Like, I will have certain days where I'm just like, I'm going to have really good things happening, and I'm kind of staying focused. And then I'll be thinking about some stuff. And I mean, I'll tell you the story on and on just about different things that have happened that we needed stuff to happen. Like the thing you mentioned about the architect lady. It just happened to be training this lady, and then she's like, yeah, I'm an architect. And she's like, yeah, well, she's gonna help design the new building. So that was pretty cool. I mean, there's just the fact that you even mentioned that, I forgot all about that. I forget about a lot of different, that's cool though, you got a good memory.
Well, you know, and it's I know that I talk about your story, and maybe people get tired of hearing it, maybe you get tired of talking about it, I don't know. I just think it's so compelling where you've been and where you're headed and where you are now, and the fact that you want to try and help other people maybe that have seen similar circumstances. I don't know. I hope it's okay to tell this story, and stop me if I can't, and I can edit this part out. Billy talks to me frequently, and he says, you were into drugs at one time. Drugs controlled your life to a serious degree. You know, you got into some trouble. You paid your debt to society, right?
Yeah.
And you come to me and you say, sometimes I have a hard time focusing, and I have medication I can take, but I don't like the way the medicine makes me feel because it takes you back to when you were taking drugs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so that's the trade-off. Either you take the legitimate pharmaceuticals that help you focus, or you feel like yourself, but maybe you're not completely and totally focused. And I think that is just so compelling, because how many people are in that a similar situation that I can't, I have no common frame of reference. But you can talk to a kid and you can say, and you've told me this before, you've actually talked to kids, you've said, I know what you're doing, I know what's going on, and you're not going to be able to fool me because I've been there, mm-hmm. you know? And how does that make you feel when you're able to actually talk to a kid? Because, you know, a kid could tell me anything. I'd say, okay, you know, I believe you. But you see another side of that, and you can help these kids that may be having some issues because you know all the stories. You know all the lies. You know what they're going through. And so you can connect with them and help them through that. So, Cody, let me ask you. Did you have one of those conversations with Billy? He's kind of a hard guy to ignore, especially if he's in your face, right?
Oh, most definitely.
You're going to pay attention to him no matter what he has to say.
Definitely.
You know? And so, again, you know, you're hoping to be able to work with folks as well and maybe connect with some veterans that may be dealing with some struggles as well, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. Kind of give back to my fellow brothers and sisters in arms, and not even that, with the kids too. You know, kids want to strive to make it into the military. Marine Corps is the hardest branch to get into. I know what it takes to get in there. So we can definitely help build those kids up, get to that full potential, and send them off to San Diego or Paris Island.
Right. It's not just about physical fitness too. You got to have a lot of mental fitness too, right?
Yes, your mental toughness is definitely one of the hardest things that took me by surprise in boot camp. By the second you land off that plane in San Diego for me, I was like, all right, this isn't bad. You step on those yellow footprints, it's a culture shock. Yeah. You're thinking, what did I just do with my life?
Yeah. How long were you in the Marines?
I served my 4 years and got out.
All right. Well, again, you know, a lot of people, I've known kids that, you know, were lifers. It just takes, again, a certain attitude and a lot of different things that have to come together. And a lot of people serve in the military for a short time and they look back on that for the rest of their lives as kind of a turning point, you know?
Yes, it definitely was for me.
You bet. Kind of like Flint Foundation and what Billy does too, you know?
Yeah, I'm really glad I found Billy. I'm really glad I bought into the Flint Foundation the second Billy told me about it and his plan. I bought into it 100%.
Like I say, he's kind of hard to say no to.
That is true.
So you were saying something about the drug thing and all that, and I get to the point where I can know that if a kid is using drugs, where I can pretty much recognize that just because I've seen it. I've been around it my whole life. I was raised in that lifestyle. My parents, I mean, my whole family. You know, most people that I grew up with didn't make it out. They were still jacked up on drugs or dead or in prison, all of them. I mean, I have a couple of close buddies that I grew up with that are actually doing well, but they root me on because they know where I came from. They're like, it's kind of like a dream, you know, because I never would have thought I would live to be 40, much less doing what we're doing. So,
are you really that old?
I just turned 40 on July 12th.
Really? Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You don't look like you're 40.
No, I look pretty good for my age.
You spent a lot of time in the gym, though.
Yeah, I live there. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, literally, I train people all the time. And a lot of times, if people aren't feeling that motivated, then I'll go ahead and lift with them. And then they get, like,
really? Because I feel like I would be intimidated. I'd be like, oh, there's no way.
Well, it's just like, yo, come on, let's get some more reps. And then when their mind's saying they can't, you know, their body's saying they can't right. do it, but you get in their mind and get the results that these people want. You know, as a trainer, that's our job is to to make people believe that they could do, even though, because they can do it, you know what right. I mean? But
you're the guy that's working out with the 40-pound bar, and you can actually see the bar bending, you know? I know you're that guy. I don't even have to ask. Yeah, I know
seen,
you are.
I've never seen that happen. But
you haven't?
I've seen it.
Maybe it was just in my mind, but I swear I've seen it happen. There's so many plates on the bar that, yeah, it's going.
I don't pay attention to the weights when I'm picking them up. I don't pay attention to the bar, usually.
Again, if you'd like to help out the Flint Foundation or Flex Family Fitness, again, operating under extreme limited kind of guidelines, mostly outside, keeping everybody safe. Can't go inside because it's just too tight, especially for group classes. Mm-hmm. But Billy's number is 456-3315. And particularly, you know, if you know a veteran that you think maybe could be helped by some of these activities, like the, you said you're not doing CrossFit, but it's CrossFit-like. Mm-hmm. Tell me the term that you used again, Cody.
We use, we call it HIIT, which is, it stands high for intensity. High intensity training.
High intensity training. So, you know, if you know anybody in general, but especially, you know, maybe a veteran that Cody could connect with, spend a little time with for that high intensity training and, you know, with a fellow veteran. I know that makes a difference to veterans. And so if you know someone who you think maybe could be helped by that, Billy's number is 456-3315. And again, Flint Foundation kind of helps out by providing scholarships and that kind of thing for folks that can't afford it but still need some of these things. Everybody needs some level of physical fitness, but, you know, not everybody can afford it in an organized kind of manner or to have somebody work with them. And I think, especially if you're lifting weights and that kind of thing, Billy, don't you agree? It's good to start out with somebody that knows what they're doing so they can kind of show you the proper way, the proper form to do all of that. Speaking from a personal standpoint anyway. And again, as I mentioned, a big fundraiser coming up that we did not talk about yet. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, talking with Billy Williams and Cody Diaz from Flex Family Fitness, the Flint Foundation. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Flint Foundation is the fundraising arm, if you will, the nonprofit that kind of helps support everything that you do at Flex Family Fitness. So you're doing a big yard sale, like a community yard sale, where folks can give you stuff to sell. It's going to be the weekend of September 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yep.
And you're actually, you're using this as an opportunity to get rid of some of your stuff, too, that you don't want anymore.
Yeah, I have a, I'm going to clean my garage out and a bunch of other stuff. So I have a lot of nice items that I've been looking at that I would rather give a lot of stuff, sell a lot of stuff, and have be able to sponsor more kids. And then hopefully somebody else can see something laying around that they don't really need. We can, we're going to be offering pickups. We'll bring the trailer and the truck and come get the stuff, because I know a lot of the local places are not doing pickups right now.
Mm.
So, but, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So if you have something that you wouldn't mind getting rid of and you'd like to donate it, and since this is through the Flint Foundation, it's tax deductible, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm not an accountant, so no, you should 100%. Always check with your, mm-hmm. you know, whoever does your taxes. But it is a nonprofit. It's got the 501C whatever letter from the IRS.
I'll give you the receipt.
The tax ID number and mm-hmm. all that.
Tax ID, and then we'll give you a receipt if you need for pickups. We'll be going all the way from Aspen to wherever down, probably Parachute, I guess.
Okay, all right. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. And it's obviously scholarships are a big part of this, and that's a big thing you want to do. You're also doing other things to provide more activities for the community. You're talking about actually during the first break, you got a phone call, and you're talking about buying a Connex. And that's going to be, you said your rock wall you're going to build on that? Or
no, that's something different. No, oh, okay. The rock wall, we have a rock wall at the gym that we're building up against the wall on the center blocks that that we have a guy designing for us that will be able to bring some rock climbing here. And then when we get our new building, we'll have a large, very sophisticated rock wall for people that want to come climb, because a lot of people, even the guy that's designing it for us, has gone to Rifle Mountain Park, and he's from New York, so... but he's came out here to climb here in Rifle, so okay. He said that he thinks that Rockwell will do well here. So,
Absolutely. It's a big thing for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years or so. Rock walls are just really popular.
There's not one in Rifle.
No, there is not. Well, Rifle Mountain Park.
Well, yeah, so you figure, but then that's also being able to be inside and be right out of the weather. So.
Right, exactly.
So we have the 30-foot MMA cage in our gym. We have a 26-foot, 5-rope boxing ring. We have the ninja-style course. And then our HIIT classes and then our flex training, which is like you were saying, it's like crossfitting and cross training, but we call it flex training because it's our own thing. So it's not necessarily one or the other, but it's a mixture of a bunch of different stuff. And then we're having the Zumba outdoors, and we have on Tuesday nights. But with the smoke, we've been postponed until the smoke goes away. And then on Friday mornings, we have kids gymnastics with Jessica Spaulding's and teaching that class.
No, she's been doing that for a long time.
She's still there, yeah. She's really good. She's really good.
I can't remember if she actually came in to talk or if you've just mentioned her a couple times, but yeah, I definitely know the name.
And then she taught, like, my daughters have learned already, like, some really cool tricks that, but since the COVID, a lot of the kids that were coming have fallen behind as far as they've lost a lot of their skills as far as the, I'm not even sure what the moves are called, but they're, like, saying they lost it, so I can't wait to get back opened up and start training again and get full tilt. I just want this COVID stuff to go away, you know?
Yeah, right. I hear you. So obviously with COVID-19, a lot of folks are still concerned about sending their kids to classes or that kind of thing. Any tips for parents to get their kids active and outside and doing stuff, whether it's in an organized manner or not? Cody?
I mean, I grew up with my parents pretty much telling me, go outside and play. My youngest sister, she's 13. She's a freshman up at the high school. Really, sports is the best way. If they're into sports, get them motivated. Go shoot basketball hoop out in the driveway. Go throw baseball around, throw football around.
Gotcha.
Kick soccer ball. That's really, my tips and tricks.
Yeah.
So if and it's not just for people that like doing sports. So a lot of the kids that we work with are kind of shy and they're not really into sports. But get them into doing the martial arts.
And there's a difference between being active and actually participating in sports too. You know.
True. Well, so we have the martial arts, MMA. We have the cage. We have different stuff where we can just teach people how to. We do a lot of self-defense lately, too, and then teaching kids just how to stick up for themselves and not get bullied because, you know, a lot of the kids that get bullied are the ones that end up doing drugs and going down those bad roads because they don't feel accepted. But if you come to Flex Family and you want to come, you're going to feel like the family. We're not going to, you know what I mean? People are scared. Oh, I don't want to go to a boxing ring, a boxing class because I don't want to get punched. And it's like, we don't really hit each other hard. It's not like we're practicing. When we go inside the cage and it's one-on-one, that's different, but when we're just having family time, you know, we're just like learning and drilling and working on technique and stuff like that, you know, so drills.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about Flint Foundation, if you have items you'd like to sell in the community yard sale, September 11th, 12th, and 13th, obviously before then, give Billy a call and he'll run up. Maybe run up with Cody,
yep.
And he'd be happy to pick up whatever items you have that you're willing to donate. He can give you a receipt so that if it fits into your overall tax status, you can write it off of your taxes. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. Again, if you know a veteran that you think, maybe a little physical activity, any of this stuff we talked about today, they could be helped by that. Cody would love to hook up with them and make a connection and help out another veteran. Right, Cody?
Yes, sir.
Anything else, guys, that we haven't talked about already?
Any? If you have any family members that might need our, you know, somebody that... Let's get these kids off the internet. Let's get them off the video games, and let's get them doing some physical activities. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. And this COVID thing's really been a really depressing time for a lot of people. A lot of people have put on weight and, had to put their dreams to the side. And
it's the COVID-19.
Dude, it's so lame. It needs to go the frick away. But if you have a family member or something like that, if you just moved to town and you have a kid that has ADHD or any kind of stuff like that that wants to... get them in and training and try to build them up because, just because a kid has ADHD or has, autism, different kind of stuff. I work with some kids that are special needs too. And, I really enjoy that a lot. So if you, if money's a problem, just don't let money get in the way of putting your kids where they need to be. Just get a hold of me and we'll make it happen.
figure out some way to make it happen. Whether it's through Flint Foundation or, you know, something else, but you'll take care of the kids.
100%.
All right. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. All the best. I think Cody and I might actually be related somehow. I'm not sure. One of those old Italian families. But, yeah, that's a story for another time. We'll figure that out in a different interview, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk to you guys soon. Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.